Then there is an ablution which is done by touching this fluid to the various places, forehead and so forth.
Then
there's an offering that's made at this time, much as it was during the preparation. After that, there is an incensing that is done, a sensing. Then there are the seven initiations, step by step, beginning with the water initiation. According to the general procedure of highest yoga tantra, the final object of attainment, Buddhahood, cannot be given or obtained from some substance from the outside. Rather, the very subtle wind and mind that are already in one's own continuum serve as the basis of achievement, and various practices, techniques, and so forth are done in order to enhance and improve those into the state of exalted body, speech, and mind. And here at the time of the Kalachakra Tantra is set forth four factors, that of body, speech, mind, and bliss. And four drops are explained as existing in a person's body. The four drops in the upper part of the body are the drop at the top of the head that produces the waking state, the drop at the throat that produces the dream state, the drop at the heart that produces the deep sleep state, and the drop at the navel that produces the fourth state or bliss state. In the ordinary state, the drop at the forehead serves as a condition for causing various impure appearances to occur.
So
So the drop that generates the waking state has with it the capacity to bring about the appearances of, or to bring about various appearances of objects.
Ta kasore. You know, not a child, but never you ever did. And the condition was on a mother when now shot at.
And this, in what way is this capacity working now? It is causing impure appearances.
Ta mother when now a child, chat deep a lot. You know, some child can never did say you knew that you know, not of some child, never did page. But a mother was Naya chatting matter, so you knew that. 세븐 니고 집에 틀리 디 땡네 아니 가서래 아 차라게 딱 하나 있니 답에 죽을 거 봐 나서 거지 차용이
one is seeking to remove from that capacity this factor that produces impure appearances and to make use of that factor that produces mere appearances and one is seeking to transform these into the pure appearances of various forms Thus, at the time of the path, in terms of this, there is produced many appearances of empty forms. And at the time of the effect of Buddhahood, it produces the form body of a Buddha. And then the drop at the throat that has the capacity of generating the state of the dream state has with it potencies that produce various sounds. And nowadays, for us, this is causing the appearance of the, what do you say, of impure sounds. At the time of the path, it serves to achieve the unconquerable sound. Which is called the Vajra repetition. And then it is in dependence on this that at the time of the fruit one produces the exalted speech in all forms. With the drop at the heart is a capacity for producing a non-conceptual state in two forms, the impure being the unclear or unconscious form, and the pure being the clear and conscious form, which at the stage of Buddhahood, the stage of the effect, becomes the non-conceptual wisdom consciousness of the Buddha. This is within non-conceptuality, this is the factor of the pacification of conceptuality. The drop at the navel has with it a capacity for producing mere bliss, but in the impure state has the has a capacity for producing the bliss of emission. It is said that by the power of this, of these predispositions for circulation, one is caught in cyclic existence. And then the drop at the navel, which has with it the capacity of producing a mere bliss state, is that capacity of producing the mere bliss state is enhanced through techniques of the path, which caused to be generated 21,600 moments or periods of bliss, and then at the effect stage of Buddhahood, it is an independence on this that one generates the body of great bliss, this being the caused nature body. In brief, because it is independent upon the subtle wind and mind that one is going to achieve the exalted body of speech and mind, it is necessary to cleanse the gross mental and physical aggregates that we have now. And this sort of purification is associated step by step with the seven initiations. In the first initiation, the water initiation, one is purifying the five constituents. In the second, that of the crown, one is purifying the five aggregates. The first two initiations, the water and crown initiations, are concerned with purifying the body, and therefore the student is facing the north white face of Kala Chakra, and the student himself and herself are generated as the white Kala Chakra. The Lama, with his right hand that has a vajra in it, leads the student by the left hand, and always facing the mandala in front, circles it to the right. At the north door, the student, facing the body face of Kala Chakra, sits on the initiation seat. Mandala is offered to the Lama, undifferentiable from the vajra body of Kala Chakra, as a present for giving the initiation cleansing the body. Repeat after me this mantra. This
Om Ham Ham.
Om Ham Ham.
Him Him.
Him Him.
Harim Harim.
Harim Harim.
Hum Hum.
Hum Hum.
Halim Halim.
Halim Halim.
Ayyuzhu Uli.
Ayyuzhu Uli.
Bazar Dagi Neo.
Dagi Neo.
Benza Amrita.
Benza Amrita.
Gadera.
Gadera.
Abikiza. Tumam Saha.
Tumam Saha.
Omham Ham. Him Him. Harim Harim. Hum Hum. Halim Halim. Ayy Rivoli. Benza Daginio.
Benza Daginio.
Benza Amrita.
Benza Amrita.
Gadera.
Gadera.
Abikiza.
Abikiza.
Tumam Saha.
Tumam Saha.
Omham Ham. Him Him. Harim Harim.
Hum
Hum. Halim Halim. Ayy Rivoli. Benza Daginio.
Benza
Amrita. Gadera.
Abikiza.
Tumam Saha.
The meaning of the mantra is that these various syllables, ham ham, him him, and so forth, are the seed syllables of the 10 bases. And the A'i Riuli are the seed syllables of the 5 mothers, and it is because it is by way of them that this initiation is given.
And the
rest of it is a request of initiation to the Vajra Dakinis to give this initiation.
And with
each initiation, there is a mantra like this that indicates that particular initiation. Then there is the giving of the internal initiation. The student is generated as body vajra, vajra body. The wisdom being is invited. And enters into the student and becomes happily bound with the student and becomes of one taste with the student. Then the initiation deities are invited. And then the Lama makes a supplication.
And then they melt
into light through the fire of desire, and bestow initiation on the student generated as Vajrabhaya. Then they come out of the consort's lotus and sit on the initiation seat. So with all of them below later, the procedure is the same.
No more, Lama
Rather, rays of light from the home at the heart of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity, draw one in. One enters his mouth, passes through the center of his body, and through the Vajra path enters the female's lotus and melts into a drop which turns into emptiness. From within emptiness come Om, which transforms into a lotus. You should contemplate two types of emptinesses here. One is the emptiness of inherent existence, and one is the emptiness which is the lack of any conventional appearances. So this is a withdrawal of all of the old appearances into an immaculate void. From within emptiness comes an Om, which transforms into a lotus, from which a white Vajrabhati deity is generated, with three faces, white, black, and red, and six hands, holding in the three right ones a mallet, a spear, and a trident, and in the left hands a white lotus with 100 petals, a wheel, and a rosary. He is embraced by Pandaravasin. Rays of light from the heart of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity, drawing the wisdom beings like the meditated ones. They become of one taste. Light rays from the heart of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity, draw in all the conquerors of the 10 directions, fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters. And the offerings of perfume, flowers, incense, light, fruit, food, lower robes, smile, music, dance, singing, and touch are made. Just as Vajradhara bestowed initiation, the source of good qualities, on the Buddhas for the sake of protecting migrating beings, please also bestow such here. Through making supplication in that way, all the conquerors, fathers and mothers and so forth become absorbed, are melted by the fire of great desire, and enter by way of the crown protrusion of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity. Emerging from the Vajra pathway, the mind of enlightenment confers initiation on oneself, made into a Vajra body deity. One emerges from the female's lotus and sits on the initiation seat. It speaks here of their being melted by the fire of great desire, but was as was mentioned in answer to a question made in town the other day, even though there is no desire, there is no pollution from the faults of desire. Just as a worm which is generated from wood turns around and eats that wood, so the great bliss that is produced from desire destroys the desire itself. This sort of imagination and contemplation, reflection on emptiness and so forth, is to be done with all of the other initiations. Then the next step is to generate the substances of the initiation into deities. And this conch in front of me is called the Mahavijaya conch, and from the beginning, from the point of which it was transformed and established, it has been generated sometimes as the deities of the exalted mind mandala, and in general as all of the deities of the mandala. The 10 vases of the 10 directions? The 10 vases have been generated as the five male and female Tathagatas. And some water has been taken, fluid has been taken from each of them and put in this conch.
That is some chi de punju che. Da nangi da dubu lugi ajole chusanda. Oh, come na. Oh, yeah. Nangakam la sobe, takada in the come of the city. You see, come to share your disham de mashal. You see, you come to Madobe. Oh, share in the come of the Nanda, Nangne, give you the teacher, Nangi gives you the teacher. That the Dini Tane, that Dini, that's all the party. More Yemir, you are Danny, more Yemir Tele Tane, and to see Shudini Casasuti. Dodging you more so, Shaman gave.
The external substance here is the water in the conch, the water in the vases, and the internal factors are the five constituents of the student. These are the five out of the six. This means excluding the bliss constituent, and these two are viewed as undifferentiable, and they become the basis. The basis.
The internal substance.
The basis from which the goddesses, Vajra, Dhatu, Ishwari, and so forth are generated.
Lugi, Namge, come down, Tunji, Shudan, Tao, Punju.
The five aggregates of the student and the water in the vase transform into emptiness. From within emptiness, the space constituent of the student's body and the upper and lower portions of water mixed with the water of the religious conch appear as A, which turns into a Vajra, from which is generated a green Vajra Dhatu Ishwari with three faces, green, red, and white, and six hands holding in the three right ones a Vajra, curved knife, and axe, and in the three left hands Vajra Bell, a skull, and a head of Brahma. She is embraced by Vajra Sattva. The wind constituent of the student's body and the eastern and southeastern portions of water mixed with the water of the religious conch appear as E, which transforms into a sword, from which is generated a black dara with three faces, black, red, and white, and six hands holding in the three right ones a sword, curved knife, and trident, and in the three left ones a shield, skull, and white katwanga. She is embraced by Vairochana. The body's fire constituent in the southern and southwestern portions of water mixed with the water of the religious conch appear as Re, which transforms into a jewel, from which is generated a red pandara with three faces, red, white, and black, and six hands holding the three right ones a fiery arrow, a vajra hook, and a resounding damaru drum, and in the three left hands a bow, vajra noose, and nine-faceted jewel. She is embraced by Amitabha. The body's water constituent in the northern and northeastern portions of water mixed with the water of the religious conch appear as U, which transforms into a lotus, from which is generated a white mamaki with three faces, white, black, and red, and six hands, holding in the three right ones a mallet, spear, and trident, and in the three left hands, white lotus with 100 petals, mirror, and rosary. She is embraced by Ratna Sambhava. the body's earth constituent in the western and northwestern portions of water mixed with the water of the religious conch appear as leaf, which transforms into a wheel from which is generated a yellow lochana with three faces, yellow, white, and black, and six hands holding in three right ones a wheel, staff, and frightening vajra, and in the three left hands a conch, vajra, iron chain, and a ringing bell. She is embraced by Amogha Siddhi. At their foreheads is Om, at their throats Ah, at their hearts Hum, and at their navels Ho. Light is emitted from the Hung at their hearts, which draws in wisdom's beings like those meditated. They become of one taste with their respective pledge beings. The mothers confer initiation on the deities of the initiation substance. These respectively are seal impressed by Akshobhya, Amogha Siddhi, Ratna Sambhava, Amitabha, and Vairochana.
And then
the Lama makes offering. The male and female deities become absorbed, through which the fire of great desire melts the mind of enlightenment, which becomes the fluid of the vase. Light rays from the heart of Then the next is an invitation to two initiation deities from other pure lands to come and to give initiation along with the deities from the mandala itself.
Oh yeah.
Light rays from the heart of the Lama, who is not different from the principal deity, draw in the initiation deities, male, female, sons and daughters, filling the expanse of space. An offering is made of perfume, flowers, incense, light, fruit, food, lower robe, smile, music, dance, singing, and touch. And then a supplication. Just as Vajradhara bestowed initiation, the source of good qualities, on the Buddhas for the sake of protecting migrating beings, so please also bestow such here. The conquerors in space, males and females, make the intention to confer initiation. The Bodhisattvas make expressions of auspiciousness. Rupa, Vajra, and so forth make offering, and a rain of flowers and so forth descend. Male and female wrathful ones expel obstructors. The mothers residing in the mandala that has been achieved confer initiation with white vases held slightly slanted with their hands, filled with the ambrosia of the mind of enlightenment.
Then
there is an expression of auspiciousness. Through an auspiciousness, through inauspiciousness dwelling in the hearts of all the sentient, the essence of all, the supreme lord of all lineages, progenitor of all the sentient, the great bliss, may you today have auspiciousness at the supreme conferral of initiation. This is something that should be understood well for the sake of generating an understanding of the meaning of mantra or tantra. First, I'll give an interpretation and explanation of this stanza in terms of the objective clear light and then in terms of the subjective clear light. In terms of the objective clear light, the reality of the emptiness of the mind abides pervading the entire mind, and in this way it serves as the nature of all phenomena. The great bliss which is of one undifferentiable entity with that reality is akshavya. And from among the others, among the five lineages, it is the supreme. Because its basis of purification is the aggregate of consciousness, and thus all the other bases of purification are like secondary. Among the five Buddhas, Akshobhya is like the main. It is like the lord of all lineages or the supreme of all lineages. It is called the progenitor of all the sentient in the sense that it is that it gives birth to all of the Buddhas. And thus, may you today have an auspiciousness by way of generating in your continuums such a great bliss. Then when it is explained in terms of the subjective clear light, it is explained in terms of the fundamental mind of clear light which all of us have had since beginning the cyclic existence. It is called the Buddha nature. As it says in the Kalachakra Tantra, sentient beings are Buddhas. Other great Buddhas do not exist in the worldly realms. And this is what it is referring to. And similarly, in the Heivajra Tantra, it says sentient beings are just Buddhas. However, they are defiled by adventitious stains. When those are removed, they are Buddhas. And similarly, also in the explanatory tantra, the Vajrapanjara Tantra, it says, aside from the precious mind, there are no Buddhas, there are no sentient beings.
아니 가서 그게 랑기 정시 지신도 마시베 정달라 삼제 랑기 정시 지신도 시베 시베 탁토고 용두 사제
As long as one does not know the fundamental innate mind of clear light as one's own nature, one is a sentient being. When one recognizes that one's nature is this fundamental innate mind of clear light, one is then a Buddha. As it says in the Hevajra Tantra, this is called cyclic existence. This is just nirvana. Due to obscuration, it has the form of cyclic existence. Without obscuration, cyclic existence is just pure. Thus, one state of the fundamental innate mind of clear light is called cyclic existence, and another state of just that innate fundamental mind of clear light is called nirvana. By what reason is it one or the other? It's due to whether there is obscuration or whether there is not obscuration. This fundamental innate mind of clear light abides in the hearts of all sentient beings, pervades the hearts of all sentient beings. It is the essence of all environments and all beings. It is the maker of all. All environments and all beings are the play or sport of this innate fundamental mind of clear life. It is the basis of emanation of all of the five Buddha lineages. Just the fundamental innate mind of clear light itself is divided into five, these being the five Buddha lineages. In that it is the final basis of designation of all beings with minds, whether they be pure or impure, it is the progenitor of all the sentient. It is the great bliss from two points of view. One, in that it is a bliss upon the melting of the essential constituents, and since it is free from the dirtiness of conceptuality, it is the great bliss.
Uh,
It is from the teaching of this sort of teaching in the Tantra, such as that of He Vajra, Kalachakra, Guhya Samaja, and so forth, that the various schools in Tibet make their presentations of the deepest form of Tantra. The Gagyuba school,
their
great seal or Mahamudra teaching. And in the Sakya school, the presentation of the view of the undifferentiability of cyclic existence and nirvana, and that of the profound and the manifest. And in the teaching of the great perfection or Dzogchen of the Nyingma school, making a division into mind and fundamental mind and viewing all appearances and so forth as manifestations of the fundamental mind. All of these come to have this same one thought. If one knows the texts of Madhyamaka and the Tantric texts and so forth well, and views these various teachings, one can see that they all boil down to the same thought. If one does not know these well, then one can get excited by some superficial differences and conceive these schools